Hey, it's Kathy. I just want to let you know that I'm doing a free 5-day workshop. It's called the Abundance Activation Challenge, and it starts today. And it's not too late for you to join us. Today is the last day to join. Go to kathyheller.com/5-day to sign up. The pre-party has been happening, and it's been such a blast. There's so many high-vibe women in there who are ready to call in more abundance. I know that you will love that you showed up for this. I'll be live at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern every day this week, teaching you how to become a master manifester. You are just going to have the best time. If you want to join us, sign up at kathyheller.com/5-day.
You have to be obsessed with the vision of the future instead of obsessed with the memory of the past. And that's the quantum shift.
I believe that the opposite of depression, it's not happiness, it's purpose. I believe that every single person has something unique to contribute to the world. And that's why I wanted to create a show called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Don't Keep Your Day Job is about figuring out what it is that you were here to do in this world that only you can do to make the world more whole, more beautiful, and to stop selling yourself short, and to stop sitting it out, and to figure out how to take this thing you love, whether it's art or music or screenwriting or dance or baking, and how do you weave this thing that you love into a life that you get to contribute, that you get to do what you love full time, because it's not just about business, it's about contribution, it's about meaning. That is what we seek. That is what we truly want. And you absolutely are here to serve the world. And I want to help you figure out just how much value you have inside of you. And every single week, we're going to be talking to people who have something to add to help you get out of your own way, to help you be more successful, to help you be the truest expression of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's dive in.
Thanks to Issue for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. Create once and distribute everywhere. Everything is optimized to post on your website and social platforms. Get started with Issue today for free or sign up for a premium account and get 50% off at issuu.com/podcast and use promo code DREAMJOB. Also, thanks to Skillshare. Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. It's an amazing online learning company with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives. Do something today you couldn't do yesterday with classes designed for real life. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/dreamjob and get a free trial of premium membership. And thanks to Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job posts at Indeed.com/dreamjob. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. I hope you had a great weekend. It was a good weekend over here. I had a chance to spend time with some family and I watched In the Heights. It was so good. I'm just blown away by Lin-Manuel and his talent. It's just incredible. Also, I did a workshop last night on how to manifest abundance, and I'm going to play it for you today because I want all of you to hear this and I hope that you just take it in. And I'd love to hear how you feel after listening to this. So I'm putting out the call. DM me. Let me know how you felt after listening to this. You can DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. Kathy's with a C. You can also email me at hello@don'tkeepyourdayjob. And if you want to watch the 5-day challenge that I did last week, we played for you many pieces of it on the podcast. But if you want to watch it, you can go to kathyheller.com/replay and you can see all 5 days of it there. Plus, we did an extra special bonus day. It's all there, and that content will be up until the middle of this week. So you may as well go grab it because it's 5 days of training. And if you have any questions about that training, send a DM, send an email, send a text. I'm always here to listen. And I will be doing a scholarship giveaway for my program Made to Do This. So definitely come check out the Instagram because there'll be a post there soon. And if you have any questions about that program, you can DM me at Kathy.Heller because enrollment closes on Friday. And this is my most valuable offer. I will be with you live on Zoom. This is not a course. This is no person left behind. This is where you will be linked arms with me and you will step into what's really the up level for you. And we will find a way for you to get paid to do things that just feel like you. So you can go to madetodothis.com if you want to learn more. And if you have any questions, definitely don't be a stranger. All right. So today's episode, like I said, it's a special workshop that I did last night about how to manifest true abundance. And I want to share this with you because I believe this is what we all really desire. We really want that expansion. And this is what I think a lot of people struggle with most. We want an abundance of love. We want an abundance of what feels good. We want an abundance of resources so that we can give our most abundant potential to the world. But instead, oftentimes we are feeling guilt and shame and doubt and so much scarcity. And those emotions vibrate very slow, which means we're not operating in our highest vibration. And it's not allowing us to live in our fullest version of who we are. So this workshop is about how to start walking out of resistance and rewiring your thoughts and beliefs and changing your energy so you can live with ultimate freedom. And that abundance just, it's magnetized to you. I hope that you're going to learn something new and maybe it's going to give you a fresh perspective. So let's get into it.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Today we're going to talk about stepping into the portal, unlocking the door to the mystical, finding our way to true abundance, to that true state that we can sustain, where we feel and experience abundance, where it's not just a feeling, but it's made manifest in the three-dimensional space. So we're going to talk about that today. So, you know what just happened? Just this second, started to rain. And in Jewish tradition, rain is a sign of blessing and literally a sign of abundance. And just as I said that, you can hear like Edmund McCain's song and Albee, and he's like, you can hear listening to the rain. It's like right now, it's just raining. It just started. And so it is. So that's literally right on key. So here's what it is. We live in a vibrational universe. And I love this because I love music. How many of you love music? How many of you play music? So music is amazing. And it's sort of my point of entry. For me, I could go to a concert or a Broadway musical and fully have a religious experience. Music is incredible because they say that there was a time in history where we didn't have the words, we just could sing. And what happens when you sing and people sing with you? You find harmony. It's all vibration. In fact, if you really want people to let go of and put their guard down, sing with them. And the studies about music and how it heals pretty much make everything I'm about to tell you evidence-based, but we actually have so much more science that backs up that we live in a vibrational universe that you wouldn't need to study music. But it's a beautiful way to see what I'm saying. So we live in a vibrational reality, but we forget that. We forget that we know that, but we know that because we are that. We are energy in a physical world that is mostly non-physical. So mostly what's happening all day long is that there's energy bouncing between you and the tree, and you and your neighbor, and you and the people in your home. And there's energy just, that's all that's happening. 99.9% of all of this is energy, right? That's what atoms are. It's the big reveal. The big reveal is that this world is only 0.1% physicality, but we calibrate to the physical. So what does that mean? It means that we perceive things backwards. We think that things are what they are, and they cause us to feel what we feel. We think that things are what they are, and that is just what's the reality. How many times have you heard people say, well, the reality is I can't afford this. Well, the reality is, I don't have this. Well, the reality is, what does that mean? When you go to a science museum, I took my kids before the pandemic to New York. We saw a bunch of shows. It was so fun. And I'm so happy that Broadway's coming back. But we saw a bunch of shows and we went to the Natural History Museum, and you sit in that planetarium and you remind yourself of this thing that we're swimming in. It's called the universe. And the more you study quantum physics, you get what's actually happening. So it's backwards. We send out a vibration. We send out a signal constantly. And that's what's actually creating what's here. If you look through your own eyes, depending on what you're calibrating to, where you're at, you're going to see only certain things because there's a bias. And if there was a camera sitting next to you, the camera would see so much more than you see because the camera doesn't have the cognitive bias that you have. So what's really happening is that, and this is why I called this your soul's calling. So some people don't like the word soul. They attach that word to things that they don't feel comfortable with. So you can call it something else. You can call it consciousness, energy. But how many of you have ever had an acupuncture session? So this is Chinese medicine. This goes back very, very long time. It works. Why does it work? Because when you take a needle, it's made of metal, you put it into the physical body. Why is that working? Because metal's a conductor of what? Energy. So it's trying to get your energy back in the flow. So what's this all about? There are now devices. I have one. It's called HeartMath, which it's very non-invasive. You just put it on your ear and it's amazing. It can show you if you are in heart coherence, meaning is your heart and your mind, is that energy in a flow state or is it kind of chaotic and cut off? When we are in a flow state, you can then see both on an fMRI and on an echocardiogram that both the mind and the heart are working together. When that happens, instead of it being chaotic, it actually starts to create patterns. When that happens, the energy actually extends out 7 to 9 feet. So why is all of this so important? Because our most creative tool is our energy. And our energy is connected to this thing called our source. Could you want to call it your consciousness, your soul, your centered place? That part of you is always within reach. What does that mean? So Dan Siegel, one of my teachers at UCLA, he writes all these books on the science of mindfulness and all of that. And he said, it's really amazing because the more you meditate with people, after a while, they recognize that there is an observer within that is noticing the spinning thoughts. It's sort of like the mind is a blizzard, but the cool thing about meditation is you can start to at least observe that and you realize, oh, I'm the thing observing that. I'm not the thought. The thoughts are like clouds passing, and who I am is like that thing, soul, consciousness, observing all that. It's unbelievably amazing. So whatever that is, that's who we really are. Whenever you've had a experience where you feel connected to that part of you that is that soul, that consciousness, if you really breathe into that part of you, that part of you feels light. It's light. There's no heaviness there. It's connected to the one source of all energy, which is in everything, and it connects everything. So it feels completely abundant because it is. So if you've ever used a tuning fork, you actually can see how energy resonates and finds other energy, and then they come into congruence. When women move in with each other and they become roommates in college, oftentimes their menstrual cycle starts to come together. So energy starts to match. They've done studies with fMRIs where they do brain scans, and they will put people in a room, and what they notice is that the person who has the highest frequency is the person who, the part of the brain that lights up with enthusiasm. If that's happening for somebody, that person's energy is so much stronger than lower energy, fear, shame, doubt, that it will sort of become contagious and everyone will start to feel a resonance. Some of you have been saying, there's something about this week where there's like a spark or something starting to shift. That's you bouncing off of me holding this, and then you start to go, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I feel in me where I'm unhinged from the weight of the fear and the shame and the doubt. There's only two things going on. We're either in a state of allowing or a state of resistance. What people don't recognize is that the power of a non-resistant thought, the power of you feeling your desire, it like goes off like a rocket, like an atom bomb. And what happens is, when we recognize that by being in a higher state of vibration, we start creating, right? If literally, on a literal level, we actually can take images, fit photos, we can see that when people are in alignment with their, with these more abundant, more joyful, more enthusiastic, open-hearted, compassionate places inside of them, when we are coherent with that, our energy goes out and extends 7 to 9 feet. That's why you can feel certain people, they walk in the room and they're like a magnet. Things are just in flow state. So when people say, the reality is this, the reality is this, I want you to unleash and unlock all of the abundance. The door to that mystical is here. It's right here. You can open that door. So how does that happen? By knowing that that's what's also here. In every moment, every possibility exists here. Whatever frequency we send out, that's our experiment with destiny. If you send out the frequency of abundance, love, joy, compassion, first of all, you're going to feel good and you're going to start to attract different things. You're going to start to see synchronistically different opportunities popping up, showing up. But what's even more awesome is that you're going to be able to feel right away that feeling. I mean, I do this every day. I meditate in the morning and I find my center and I let go of being in this three-dimensional reality where everything's about moving things and hustling and pushing, and you just go into this surrendered state. And you can collapse space and time by feeling right now the feeling of abundance. By feeling right now the feeling. What does it feel like to feel, to connect into, to tune into the frequency of abundance, of an open heart, joy, love, compassion? And then you become an antenna that's kind of, you're sending that out, and that's what's going to come back. I want to give you an example. I want to give you some examples of how this is made into real 3D things. So I told you about Matthew McConaughey, right? I told you that story. But how do things happen? How do certain people open a portal and their path becomes possibility, and other people are locked into, I can't afford this, and there's only scarcity, and da-da-da-da-da. It starts with us dropping into these higher, more abundant feeling places, feeling it right now. knowing that that's here, that that's also here, that the way that we open the door to something more abundant is we literally open the door to it here, that it's not something outside of ourselves. So the Matthew example is this, this is the same thing that's happened to everybody I know. He's in law school. He's not happy. He's realizing he doesn't want to be a lawyer. So what happens? What happens is he starts to get excited and feel like, what if I could do something else? What if I could be an actor? And he's thinking he's going to move out to LA and go do this thing. And he calls his father and says, I'm going to quit law school. And he's worried about saying this to his father because his father's old school and he doesn't think his father is going to be like pretty supportive. And his dad's response is, then don't half-ass it. And that unlocks for him this limited energy that was so bound up in, I have to be this for my father to approve of me. It unlocked it. And he started to feel the excitement already of what it would feel like to be an actor, to get paid to be an actor. And having had crossed that threshold, talking to his dad unlocked for him his own barrier of limiting belief. The next night, he's feeling on top of the world. You know how that feels when you finally say what you need to say, John Mayer. You finally say it. It moves worlds. So he's all in his vibration. That next day, he's calibrated, heart coherence, mind coherence. What happens when that occurs? You start getting ideas. You start getting thoughts. You start getting that crazy idea like Gary Vee to start a YouTube channel. You start getting that crazy idea to do. You want to find and feel and move your future in. You get in that space. You remove the limiting belief, the limiting, the doubt, the shame. You remove it. Now you're unbridled. Now it's coming to you. You don't have to go to it. It's coming to you. Coming to you. So the next day, his friend says, hey, come with me to the top of the Hyatt Hotel. My friend is bartending tonight. Let's go get some drinks. And he goes, let's do that. So he goes and gets drinks with his friend. And sure enough, what's he sending out that night? He's sending out the vibration of, I'm feeling good. Life is good. This is it, man. I'm me now. I already got the abundance because I'm in it. Now it's just a matter of time. I'm all in. I'm all in. He's sitting at the bar. There's a guy at the end of the bar. What happens? That guy likes his energy. He moves toward it. That's what happens with that kind of energy. People move right to you. It's like a magnet. This guy moves over, sits down. He says, I'm in town. Let's do some shots. He goes, let's do it, man. Let's do it. And his energy is just fire that night. Fire. And this guy's drinking with him. And right before he leaves, he goes, are you an actor? And he goes, I am indeed. He says, what are you doing here in Texas? He says, actually, I'm going out to LA. I'm going out to LA this weekend. Packed up my car. And the guy says, well, lucky for me, I met you because I'm shooting a movie here in Texas. And we need a few extras. You want to be in it? And he goes, absolutely. He goes, great. Meet me tomorrow at this address. Goes down. The guy says, oh, you got here a little early. He says, well, I've never seen a movie set. I just thought I'd walk around. And he's walking around and he meets the director. And the director says, who are you? He goes, I'm here because he brought me here. And he says, wait a minute. You're a good looking guy. I like your energy too. He goes, thanks, man. And he's like full of enthusiasm, right? His energy is just supercharged at that point. No limiting beliefs, no doubt, no fear, no shame, no guilt. He's just in alignment. And he says, you see that girl? He goes, yep. He goes, you think you'd ask her out? You think you'd pick her up? He goes, sure. He goes, well, I'm going to throw you into the scene. can you go get mic'd up? And he thought he was going to be an extra. He goes, yeah, let's do it. Again, yes. Yes, no fear, no limiting. Oh, I can't. Let's go. He goes, we're going to put you in this car. We're going to mic you up. He goes, all right. Sits in the car. Never been on a movie set. Sitting there. And he goes, God, this feels good. I'm just going to let it feel good, man. It's feeling real good. He goes, I'm going to call action. And then I just want you to drive up to this girl. I want you to ask her out. He didn't tell him anything else. He's like, let's go. Let's just be in the flow state. Let's just freaking do it. Gets behind the wheel. Let's go. So he looks around and he thinks to himself, who is my character? Well, I think my character is about three things: hot girls, hot cars, and smoking weed. So he looks around and he goes, well, I got a hot girl, hot car. And the actor in the seat next to him says, do you want to smoke a joint? At that moment, they go, action. Matthew pulls the car up, rolls down the window, and he goes, all right, all right, all right. Those were like the three things that he had. And the director says, can you come back tomorrow? He goes, yep. He goes, okay. And they wrote him in to Dazed and Confused. And the second night on the set, his mother calls and says, your father just dropped dead of a heart attack tonight. And he goes, I'm coming home. And she said, no, you're not. What would he want you to do? So he stayed, shot that movie, then moved out to LA. It happens first in the vibration. When you are all in and you let go of this calibrating to this small 3D reality, which doesn't feel good at all, you surrender that, for you open the door to this mystical, which is right here. You will be led to experiences and opportunities, because that's just how it is. That's just how it is.
I have so much more to talk to you about, but first we're going to thank our sponsors. I get so inspired when I stretch out of my comfort zone and challenge myself to try something new, and you can create your own transformation as you turn small steps into giant leaps with Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. We've heard so many guests on this podcast say that the reward is in the journey towards learning and becoming a master at your own craft, and there's really nothing more satisfying than seeing your own improvement. So go do something today you couldn't do yesterday with classes designed for real life. I'm a big fan of Andy J. Pizza's class. It's called Find Your Style, 5 Exercises to Unlock Your Creativity. But I'm also interested in checking out another class called YouTube Success, Script, Shoot, and Edit with MKBHD. It's taught by a super popular YouTuber, Marquez Brownlee. And since we're doing more video content, I've been wanting to learn how we can use that platform to grow this beautiful mission. Skillshare has tons of other classes on topics like productivity, video for Instagram, photography, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So there's definitely something for everyone. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/dreamjob and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/dreamjob. Starting a business is a journey like no other, but building a team is a whole other challenge. Luckily, Indeed makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You can post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. They make connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, you can immediately get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. They also have Indeed Skills Tests, which on average reduces hiring time by 27%. Basically, you choose from more than 30 skills tests and add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. You can even schedule and complete your video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/dreamjob. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/dreamjob. Indeed.com/dreamjob. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
It's just amazing. It's the difference between successful people and people who aren't successful is not that they lack this resource or this talent. It's it's seeing opportunity everywhere and feeling so good because you see it already. And then you feel so good. How many times have you wanted to set up a friend? You have this friend and you want to set her up with guys, but she carries like this heavy, bitter energy and it's a force field. And then you know these other girls, maybe you have this other friend who's kind of just like puts her hair up and like a messy whatever. It's just like the energy is, she's just so good. And so all these guys are just so attracted because there's just this feeling vibration. So it takes 20 seconds of pure courage. You let go. You let go of that familiar, that constant limit. It's so exhausting and it's bad for you biologically. It's so bad on our bodies. It creates disease. It's like we see the way limiting thoughts, what the cortisol does to the cell and how there's no protein that's created. And then here's the crazy part. When we think, oh, I just need to think positively, you're literally like trying to like move a mountain, because here's why. Our body creates receptors for these chemicals. And so just like a smoker whose body has now created receptors for nicotine, and those receptors are addicted and they want it. That body wants it. And if it doesn't have it, it goes through withdrawal and it makes you crazy until you get that cigarette. Your body has built receptors for cortisol. Cortisol is a drug. And when you fully drop into that shame feeling, oh, your body's like, yes, yes, it's so addicted to it. And of course, it feels like garbage and hurts and your mind going crazy and your body is like addicted to that cortisol. When you are like trying to have some new experience and you're letting go and you're vulnerable and you're dreaming of something, or you're letting a person love you a little bit, and you go a couple days and something starts to feel expansive, your body goes, no, come back, come back, come back. And your body starts to try to get that emotional hit. It wants that addicted, like, chemical release. It's no joke. This is what's happening on a very real science-based level. Like, go research it. It's amazing. And so it will do anything to unseat you from starting to let go of it. But the more you feel that surrender, that abundance, you can feel it every morning. And so that's why I say it's backwards, because people go through their life and they're like, this woman in traffic bothered me. My husband's the reason. My bank account's the reason. And all these things are the reason I feel how I feel. And that's what makes my life the way it is. No, we are so much more powerful than that. Our environment should not dictate how we feel. We can literally simulate the feeling of abundance. We can simulate calibrating to our soul, which is so infinite and awesome and pure and loving, and not just loving, unconditionally loving. And the more we feel that, that's energy. And now we start to move out of the body. We start to move out of those receptors. We start to come up, 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 up. I'm going to tell you another story. So how many of you know who Brian Grazer is? Brian Grazer runs a company with Ron Howard. It's called Imagine Entertainment. I'm sure you guys know who they are. They're the most successful producing team ever in Hollywood history. They made movies like Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, TV shows like Arrested Development. You know who they are. Brian has written books on this now. But I loved meeting Brian. I loved having Brian on my podcast. And Brian says, there's so much here. There's so much potential. There's so many possibilities constantly. The moment, just this moment, every moment is so fertile with this possibility. If we can just align with possibility, boom, there's the abundance. So he goes, you know how every project that's ever come, that's ever been birthed from us, from me, I've never had the agenda. I never know where it's coming. I'm bringing it in through the power of vibration. So when Brian was 23, 24, he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. He was going to go to law school. I guess this is what a lot of people choose to do if they don't know what they want to do. Like, I'll go to law school. So the summer before law school, he gets a temp job at Warner Brothers, just a temp job. And one day his boss says, I want you to take this manila envelope to Warren Beatty. And he's like, oh, that's so cool. Warren Beatty, he's so famous. He was like the guy, the actor at the time. And Brian Grazer was a no one. And he drives to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, the same hotel where they film Pretty Woman. And he goes up to his penthouse. And Warren was actually living there at the time in that hotel. And he knocks on the door and the assistant says, thank you. And he says, no. This is legal stuff, and I actually have to make sure I hand it to him, which he made up on the spot. Good for him. He had like the chutzpah to just be like, you know, I got to give it to him. So he goes in, and Warren says, thank you so much. And right before he walks out, he says, Mr. Beatty, you're the most successful actor there is in this moment. I'm so mesmerized by you. Can you tell me what's one reason you think you've had the success you've had? He said, Kathy, Warren sat down and proceeded to talk to me for over an hour. He said, I loved it. I was drinking it in. He goes, I had no agenda. I didn't need a job from him. I didn't have anything to ask him for. I legitimately wanted to bask in this guy's energy. And I had the courage to ask him a question, and he felt seen. And he loved getting to talk about himself with somebody who was genuinely interested. P.S., this is a tangent, but in 1998, I was flying standby from New York back home to college. I went to Florida State, and I had to get to Atlanta, and I couldn't get out of New York because there was a snowstorm. This is a true story. 1998, couldn't get out of New York. I was there for my grandmother's 80th birthday, snowstorm, February, missed the flight, missed the next flight, finally get on the standby flight. And the woman says, there's six people ahead of you, but I'll put you on the list. And I go, oh, I go, I really, really get that you've been on your feet all day. I go, I'm 18 years old. I'm scared to spend the night in this airplane. I really want to get on that flight. I really want to get out of this airport. I go, I so appreciate you though, because I can imagine that you're more exhausted than everyone else because you're dealing with all these people's negative energy. Long story short, she calls my name, Kathy Heller. I go up. She says, you're getting on the flight. I go, how did that happen? She goes, because you're the seventh person on the list. I go, yeah. So how did that happen? She goes, we have one seat and the six people ahead of you are in a couple. They didn't want to get split up. I go, awesome. That makes sense. She says, but guess what? Because of the snowstorm, we got to get everybody out of the airport. You're getting the last seat on the plane. It's in first class. You guys, I was 18. I had never flown first class at that point. I get on the plane and I'm sitting next to the hottest. I know I keep telling you these guys are hot. This guy was also pretty hot. Great energy. This guy was amazing. They're de-icing the plane for an hour. I start talking to him. He's wearing like glasses, a beanie, turtleneck. He's all like kind of like incognito. I get off the plane. I spent 2.5 hours hanging out with Michael Jordan. I sat next to Michael Jordan. And when I got off the plane and he took off all his stuff and I realized who it was, I was like, I can't believe I just spent 2.5 hours with this dude. We talked the whole time and I didn't know who it was. But I'll tell you why it was so awesome, because I didn't know it was him. And I said, what do you do? And he said, I'm an entrepreneur. He goes, what do you do? I go, I'm in college. And he said, what do you want to do? And we had this incredible conversation. He talked to me about how every single thing is all right here. It's about making a decision that we either play full out and live up to our potential, or we don't. And if we choose to, the opportunities will come. And I thought this guy was amazing. The reason I just went on that tangent is because I can tell you from a firsthand experience, like Brian Grazer, when you meet anyone, if you really are genuinely present, it doesn't matter if they're the king of the world. There's no person who doesn't love presence, true, genuine presence from another person. So Brian had this experience with Warren Beatty. And he got back to the Warner Brothers lot. And that day he said, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, but I'm not going to go to law school. I'm going to do that. And he's talking to his buddy in the temp office. He goes, what's that? He goes, I'm going to have those kinds of conversations because I don't know why I'm so buzzing right now. And I just know that that will lead me. Like, I just need to do that, like that thing. So he's that day just came back from Warren Beatty. He's looking out the window and he sees Ron Howard walking across this quad at Warner Brothers. And he screams out the window, Ronnie Howard, Ronnie Howard. And his friend goes, dude, that's so embarrassing. Why are you screaming his name? You don't even know him. He goes, I know, because I'm on top of the world. I just talked to Warren Beatty for an hour. I want to connect to these cool people. They're right here. Why can't I connect to this dude? Ron Howard looks up, doesn't see who this voice is, goes to his office. And Brian Grazer's calling his office. Says, can Ron Howard pick up the phone? Ron Howard picks up the phone. He goes, who is this? He goes, I'm the dude that just screamed your name. He goes, who are you? I don't know you. He goes, hey, I'm Brian Grazer. I work in building 103. Can I come over? I want to tell you something. And he goes, I never do this, but you're so excited. Fine, come over. He comes to his office and he's like, I think you're so awesome. Isn't it so cool? I saw you out the window. And Brian and Ron's like, this dude is insane. And so Brian goes, I think you're so awesome. I watched you on Happy Days. What do you want to do with your life? And Ron's like, this is why you came here? This is why you came here? I have stuff to do. And he goes, I don't care. I want to know. I want to know. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm here. This is great. Tell me about you. Tell me what you want to do with your life. He goes, okay. I really want to be a director, but nobody takes me seriously. He goes, I do. He goes, we should do something. We should do a project. And he goes, why would I do a project with you? You're a temp in the office. He goes, because I have enthusiasm. Don't you see? I was willing to call your name out. I can make things happen. I can get people in a room. And he's like, okay, fine. He goes, actually, I have an idea for a movie. He goes, I wrote it down like 2 years ago. It's about a guy who falls in love with a mermaid. And Ron's like, that's dumb. That's hokey. That's not going to sell. He goes, okay, what if I could make that sell? Would you direct it? And he goes, sure, sure. If you can make it sell, I'll direct it. And Ron's like, I got momentum. I'm sorry. Brian was like, I got momentum. So he just starts to make phone calls and he's like, I got a pitch. I got a this. I got a that. He starts setting up meetings and they go in and everyone's like, no, that's dumb. And he's like, we'll do it. We'll do it. Anyway, long story short, Brian has the idea to reach out to Tom Hanks, who was like just up and coming. But he says to Tom, I got Ron Howard to da 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 da. And Tom's like, all right, I'll do it. So then they had Tom Hanks, they had Ron Howard, and Brian basically sold this movie and it became a smash success. And on and on. And Brian's like, honestly, Kathy, he goes, and you can hear this on my podcast. He tells the whole story, but he goes, every single day of my life, if you ask my assistant, I say to my assistant, don't like book me meetings with like things and like whiteboards. He goes, just book me a meeting with an interesting person who I don't know. And I don't care what the agenda is. I don't care. So Brian says, some days I meet somebody who's like a master at teaching Mandarin and I just have the best time with this person. He goes, one day my assistant booked me a meeting with this really cool person who is an astronaut and I'm sitting and I'm listening and I'm like, oh my God, this is a movie. And he goes, Apollo 13, that's how it came. He goes, when you're not forcing and there's no agenda, you're just literally open. Like there's possibility everywhere. There's momentum everywhere. That's how things come. And I'm telling you, like, that's literally every time I've built something or done something, it's just like, what's here? No agenda. Let's go. All I can tell you that's here is it feels good. I know that there is abundance. It's only abundance.
I have a few more things to share, but first a quick ad break. First impressions are everything, and if you want to make an impact with your online content, you need Issue, the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everywhere you want to be seen. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines, flipbooks and brochures, and more. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creativity in an easy-to-view way on every device. My team is always creating workbooks and graphics, and we're so excited to share it with all of you, but then we come across that tedious process of reformatting and reframing multiple times. But with Issue, we're able to just create the thing and then distribute it everywhere without reformatting. We also love it because it works with tools we already use, like Canva and Dropbox. And with Issue, the content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. It's a great solution for creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And what's super awesome is that you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. Get started with Issue today for free, or you can sign up for a premium account and you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code DREAMJOB. ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code DREAMJOB at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's ISSUU.com/podcast with promo code DREAMJOB.
When I moved to LA, I'm talking about a girl who there's no trust fund. There's, you know, single parent family. There's coming out to LA, my mom's dealing with her mental health. At that point, my dad and I hadn't spoken in about 7 years. I'm just going out there like every other kid who needed a day job, all the things. And I actually worked in a casting office at Buna Murray. I worked on The Real World and Road, like in a casting office. I worked in an oncology office at UCLA. I taught Sunday school. I worked in a floral shop. I mean, I just had day jobs. But whenever I would get enough of a little money together, even though I didn't have, like, the reality was I couldn't afford it, I would go to the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills because I found out that there was a spa there. And if you got a massage, which was like $220, that for me was so much money then. I found out if you got a massage, you could spend the whole day at the spa. And so I would go and I would walk into this alternate reality where the blanket felt so good. They would give you this blanket in the quiet room and there would be this tea with this little cookie on the plate. And I would go into the steam room and it smelled like eucalyptus, and they had these rolled towels in ice that were steeped in lavender. And I would feel what it felt like to just feel that good. I'd spend the whole day there and I'd be like, oh, we all belong here. It's so empty. Like, nobody was enjoying it. It was amazing. It was so good. I just enjoyed it so much. And my friends would be like, how can you afford that? And I'm like, how can you afford not to do that? How could you afford not to go spend a day plugged in? Let it wash over you. Do you know that my friend James Clear wrote a book called Atomic Habits? I said, what's the most important habit? He goes, you know, Kath, and you can hear this on the podcast. He goes, when I first wrote this book, people asked me that. My editor asked me that. I said, I don't have an important one. They're all important. He said, but now that the book has been out for 6 months, I have an answer to that question. The most important habit is who you spend time with. We become, research shows, we become the sum total of the five people we spend the most time with. We become like them. We start thinking like them. We calibrate to them. That literally becomes that little elephant with the chain around its foot. That's its perimeter. That becomes our cage. He said, so now I see that if we spend time with certain people, we develop totally different habits because our identity starts to completely shift. So, and that's so true, right? You think about like your kids and like who they're around, or you even think about yourself. Like you go out to lunch with a certain person and you're like, why is she gossiping? Why does this feel bad? I don't like it. And then there's other people, they just bring something better out of you. So I used to say to my friends, you just told me you can't afford to spend $220. I get it. It's a lot of money. How can you afford not to? Like, I go there for the day, I walk out, I'm just shifted. When people, this is what I'm saying, when people ask me about made to do this, I mean it. It's a quantum shift. It's a paradigm shift. It's stepping, it's opening a door that's an invisible door, but very real. And it's a new reality. It just is. And then it's what is. And then it's what is. And then it's what is. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. So when people say, I want abundance, I want abundance. First of all, just saying it like that, you're in a state of scarcity because it's not outside of you. It is you. It's right here. Boom. Once you drop into that, you're going to go, oh my God, I had three ideas. Oh my God, I went to lunch with someone and I was in such a high vibe and we had this conversation. You know what we're doing? We're starting a podcast. We're doing this like boom, boom, boom. The abundance is here. But in order to get the physical manifestation of the abundance, you have to be in that flow state of abundance. And then the thought comes, the idea comes, the inspired action comes from the idea. The energy you give off is in alignment with that. And then the people who are in alignment with that abundance, you guys start coming together. You guys start doing your thing. I just had Cheryl Hines on the podcast who plays Larry David's wife on Curb. And she said, I went to audition for that part. It was supposed to be a 1-hour special. We get on the set to shoot the 1-hour special and Larry's like, I actually think I could do this. I like this. So I'll do it with you guys. And she goes, and then overnight, all of us who were unknowns, who were cast in a pilot, because he took that step and then we all enjoyed it, it was a yes and an and a yes and a yes and it's been 20 years, 20 years. So we are so calibrated to the physical reality, the 3D. We are so calibrated to the negative, the low vibration. We spend so much time around that. That's all that, think about the news. There are so many talented producers in the world. Think about how possible it would be to show and capture like the high vibrations, the things that are happening. They don't capture it. So they're constantly showing you like, this is where fear and shame and doubt, like, you know, blow up and look at what it does to people. And they think that that's what's going to sell. So we just keep getting like brainwashed, you know, into this reality. My friend, my good friend, Rachel Platten, she wrote this song, Fight Song. And, I had her on the podcast too, but she's become a good friend of mine. And the story is that she played that song, not another song. She played that song for almost every record label. And they were all like, don't hear it. And instead of going like, oh no. Her parents actually called her and her parents are like therapists and like they wanted her to be successful. And they said, Rach, we love you, but we're going to cut you off. Like, we're not going to be able to like keep funding your musical dreams because we actually want you to take responsibility and like go live your life and do something with your brain. And she was like, great. So I'm just going to like keep doing music because I just know that like this just is what is. So she had this thought, okay, so the record labels don't want to sign me, but I want to sing that song. So she said, where could I sing it? Where could I be in abundance with this song? Where could I get this from my heart into someone else's? So she goes, what if I went to the hospitals and I sang for cancer patients? How would that feel? So she starts going every single day. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Choose on the right song. You know the song. And I don't really care. Nobody else believes. So she starts going like over and over and over again. And one of the nurses says, you have to let me play that song for my brother. Because every time you come in and you sing that, every person on this floor gets better. So she goes, okay. So this nurse had a brother who was a DJ. And she played it for him. And he goes, that's such an amazing song. I want to play that song. And he played it. And then the hospital decides we should make a video of all of us singing this. And they do. And it goes viral. And then she got the record deal. And so it is. So what I'm trying to get across, and this is not just about whether you think that the reality is that you don't have the money for my program. I'm sitting here fighting for your future. You have to be obsessed with the vision of the future instead of obsessed with the memory of the past. And right now, you are obsessed with the memory of the past, not just what it looked like, but how it felt and how you believe it continues to dictate how life is. And that's the quantum shift. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, you have to go, oh my God, I'm rich. Oh my God, I'm needed. Oh my God, I'm breathing. That means in this moment, all physical manifestations are possible. And then your heart opens up and now you're 7 feet bigger, literally. Now you start putting out a different energy. Then you get a hit. Then you get a hit. You actually literally turn the engine on for your brain to finally give you an inspired idea. Then you put it out there. Then people receive you. Now 15 new opportunities come to you and you go, oh, there's the 3D manifestation of the abundance. Just like that. Whenever you sell anything anyway, whether you're watching someone on Instagram, whether you're in this program, whether you're walking into Bloomingdale's and you're meeting with the person who's like selling you this ring, you're never buying the thing. You're as Malcolm Gladwell told me, there's an immediate gut. You're either bought in or you're not. And you buy in within 4 seconds based on the person's energy. The person, we literally get hit like a whip, whoosh, like people, like their energy comes right at us. And it's either like a boomerang and we would just like want to repel it, or we want more of it. And then we're like hypnotized by it. So you can say, I can't, and I can't, and I can't. And then you can't, and you can't, and you won't. And then you'll keep that part of your brain like a zombie, like cut off. And you will just keep calibrating to what you can't. And you will look for evidence of what you tell yourself is true. So you'll say, I can't. You'll go, see, I can't. He can't. And she can't. And it's not. And it's bad. And your body will go, more, more. I love this. I'm addicted to it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And then you'll be like, these are all the reasons why I can't. I can't. And you'll be in that low vibration. And so it will be. But if you step into this abundance, which is right, literally right here, you step in and you reach for your soul. You reach for you, the you of you, that consciousness. You realize, oh, I'm really living in a vibrational universe. Thank God. Nobody's like objectively deciding that because I have this hair color or because of da-da-da, it's all energy. It's all energy. It's all energy. People are attracted. People literally get moved out of lower vibrations when somebody comes in the room with enthusiasm. So if you have open heart, if you have compassion, joy, enthusiasm, you literally love people into life. Their life force goes up. We literally see that in the data. So if you walk through the world like that, it's just like setting off atom bombs everywhere you go. And when that happens, it's done. It's already done. Like once I started to drop into this space, it's a state. It's not a physical place. It's a state. When I'm in that state vibrationally, there's no end. There's no end. And it just feels so good. I say to people, why on earth would you want to continue to suffer that way and like keep living in this lower vibration? Why on earth? When you right now in this moment, you could drop it. In this moment, you have access to higher vibrations. You could drop into abundance. You could reach. You could lift. You can lift up. The same way that, well, honestly, this is how it works. Like the same way that if I talk to you about chocolate, your mind starts to think and your body starts to feel. And next thing you know, your mouth will literally start to salivate. Same thing with a sexual experience. If I start to talk to you about somebody who you think is really attractive and I start to describe da 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 da, like your body will start to think it and feel it and you'll start to get like turned on, right? Your body physically reacts. Same way, if you start to think and feel abundant, if you start to think and feel compassion, joy, open-hearted, your body starts to live it already and feel it already. And then it's amazing how that changes. How good your day gets. It gets really good. And I just think there's a lot of lies like, well, the reality is life is hard and that feels like crap. It's like, that sucks. That just sucks. That's such a waste of us. It's such a waste. How about the reality is it can feel so good. It can feel so good. It'll scare you how good it feels. How about the reality is you are meant to change the world, not somebody else. You can do it. It's incredible what you can do. It's about us. It's about us opening the door, right? So this is what I wanted to talk to you about. And, you know, when I do these 5-day challenges, I kind of like start off, I talk about this a little bit, and then I talk about other things because people often, they need to kind of be open and ready to really listen and hear the truth. And so I figured I started to talk to you about it, but I wanted to like spend an hour and talk about it tonight. I could literally sit here until the sun came up and give you story after story after story. I'll tell you one more story. I have so many ways that I can articulate to you that this is true. But I don't actually need to, even though I'll tell you one more. I don't really need to because you've known it your whole life. Our default is joy. Like, think of yourself as a child. Think of yourself as a baby. How easy it was to smile and make other people smile just looking at you because they calibrated to your resonance, which was just pure joy, unconditional, abundant, supernatural grace. Right? And then we lose it because we calibrate to our parents' lower vibrations or somebody else. It's just, that's what starts to happen. But some people don't. And some people keep firing and wiring into something that is just so much more abundant. So another story like this is on a different plane. But when I was dating my husband, we broke up. We broke up for 7 months. And then we got back together. And we were together for another year. And then we got married. When we broke up, I was in so much pain that I was kind of reliving my parents' divorce. I was reliving trauma that I hadn't even known how to feel earlier on. So I was in so much pain. I was in so much pain that I felt that if I went to the ER, they would be able to see my heartache on an x-ray. That's how much my heart hurt. And I got to a place where it was like one of those like Jesus take the wheel moments. I couldn't literally do it. I was like so uncomfortable, so much pain. And I went this one day to this tea house on Melrose and I was sitting in the back writing in my journal and I could barely write. My leg was shaking. My hand was shaking. And I closed my eyes and I just sent out a request from the universe to let me know that I would be okay. And for the first time, I had the thought to do that. And what I heard back, what I felt back was, you're already there. You're already there. Take a look around. So I was just like, I felt this feeling of, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And I stopped writing and I just sat there for a while. And I just felt like, oh, this piece is within reach. And I realized that maybe that breakup had been a gift because it let me actually deal with the trauma and the PTSD of my parents' divorce, which I had never been able to feel as a kid, but then I could like feel it. Anyway, I walk out of this tea room and I'm the most open I had been in months. Like my energy broke. It just shifted. And I'm walking down Melrose, true story, and this woman sees me and she goes, "Miss," and I'm like, okay, she's weird. And I keep walking and she crosses the street and she's like wearing khakis and a t-shirt, was wearing a purse. Like she didn't look like a weirdo, but I'm like, she's not talking to me. I don't know her. She had her hair in a ponytail and she was, "Excuse me." I go, "Are you talking to me?" She goes, "I just crossed the street to talk to you." I go, "Oh, hello. Hi." She said, "I never do this. And I know this is going to sound weird, but I had to do it." And I said, "Okay." And she said, "It's going to be fine and you're going to get back together. And I just needed you to know that." And I go, "What in the actual F just happened?" And she goes, "I know that this is weird." She goes, "I have this like psychic ability and I usually don't do that, but I just knew I needed to tell that to you. And I did. And I was like, no, that doesn't happen. And she goes, it is a thing, but I want you to know it's good and you guys will be good. And then she doesn't ask me for money. She doesn't give me her card. She goes, it's going to be good. And I'm like, this is insane. And I go in my car and I kind of forget about it. And Pamela Brody, who's one of our ambassadors, was with me 3 months later at Dupar's, which is a diner at the Grove, at the farmer's market. And we had gone to Barnes & Noble to get like books and journals and whatever. And my husband and I at the time were dating. We're still broken up. And we go to get pancakes at midnight, because that's what you do when you're 28 or 9. You can go get pancakes at midnight. And we're sitting there eating pancakes and whatever, breakfast. And in walks a group of people who look like they just came from a wedding. And they sit down at this table. And I say to Pammy, that woman looks really familiar. Whatever. And I'm just going to eat my pancakes. And sure enough, she gets up and she comes to the table and she says, how do I know you? And I said, I'm trying to figure out how I know you. And we're both staring at each other. And Pammy was there as a witness. And she says, oh, so what happened? Did you get back together? And it was the woman from Melrose, except she was in like a wedding type attire with her friends from this wedding that they had just gone to. And I said, no, we didn't get back together. And she goes, you will. And she goes, it was good to see you. And I say to Pammy, what are the odds in a city of 11 million people I run into this woman twice? It's like really weird. And she goes, it's very weird. So Pammy says, can I ask a question? When you say they'll get back together, is this the person or like a person? And she says, no, he's the guy. She goes, I hope you guys have a good night. And she goes and sits with her friends and like, they're like, whatever. And I go, that is just so weird. It's so weird. You know what happened the next day? The next day, Pammy flies from LA to Arizona. She gets on the plane. She's talking to this cute guy and she's following this cute guy to her seat. The cute guy who she was talking to, who she met online on Southwest, they decided they were going to sit near each other. When she gets to the seat, he's my husband's friend because my husband's on the plane and Pammy's now sitting next to my husband on a flight to Arizona. And she goes, oh my God, this is insane. Because my husband hates flying, so he never goes anywhere, but he went to go see the Dodgers play. It's insane. And she goes, last night, I was with Kathy and he started to cry. And she gets off the plane and she texts me, you won't believe who I just sat next to on the way to Arizona. And I said, who? And she said, LR. This is his initials. And I was like, who's she talking about? Lionel Richie? Who? Who is it? She's like, him. I'm like, what? He doesn't do... She goes, it's done. It's all done. And I go, no. And the next week, I have a meeting with a guy from EMI Records, EMI Capital. And he says, you know what? I think we're going to do this deal with you. I want you to meet my wife. Come to my house. I live on Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills. And I go, okay. And I go to this guy's house at like 5:45 at night and I drive up and I park my car and right in front of the house is my husband getting something out of the trunk of his car because his friend lives on Cannon across the street from this house. And he goes, Kath. And I go, oh my God. And I don't speak to him. And I go knock on the door and I go in for the meeting and he texts me the next day. This is just too weird. This happened. Let's just get together and like clear the air. And we got together. We got back together. But what I'm trying to tell you is I could literally sit here until the sun came up and explain to you that the world is not physical. And that when Matthew McConaughey decided to like drop all the way in, of course that opportunity was going to come. And if it wasn't that guy at the bar, it would have been a different guy. And Brian Grazer, when he dropped in, if it wasn't Ron Howard who took a chance on him, it would have been someone else. And on and on. and everything literally in my life. That's why when people are like, I don't have the money, I'm like, you want to start a podcast tomorrow and see what happens? Because it turned into a 8-figure business for me. And my out of my closet, like literally out of a closet. What's that about? You don't have it? It's right here. It's right here. It's so much bigger than right here. That's why when people say like, it's so hard, I'm like, no, it's the inverse. It's so much harder to just scrape by than it is to open up to abundance. Because when you really, but here's the kicker, here's the trick. You have to surrender your resistance. That's it. You have to surrender your resistance so you can actually play in the quantum where space and time is not as important as vibration. When you surrender that, it's done. Now you're in, and so it is. And now you're able to use all your vibrational ability rather than your physical ability, which is such a, there's no contest. There's no contest. It's the reason why people's like, love always wins. It's true. Because when they measure heart coherence and you look at the vibration that it gets emitted, we can actually measure the vibration of hate. And it doesn't extend 7 to 9 feet. It actually makes us smaller and tighter. It's like cold water and hot water. One expands, one contracts. That's why hate is like, it's just a distractor. It's like smoke and mirrors. When love comes into the picture, it's like, boom, it sets off this rocket. It's a rocket. So I want you to work on calibrating to pure rockets of desire. But you can't say, Kath, I really want abundance, but that's not flow state. That's resistance. So if you say, I really want to be able to live into my potential, I really want to make abundance, I really want to see myself like in that meditation we did the other day where I'm doing something I love and my relationships are like really firing on like better, like peaceful, like magical cylinders. It's like, great. So let go of the resistance. That resistance, it's like, it's not. How many times have you wanted to give someone something, whether it's a compliment or a gift? No, 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 it's okay. No. How good does that feel? It doesn't feel good. You have to do this. You have to palms up, open up, right? So I look at it like the creator of this universe is trying so hard to give us, but on a level that's so far beyond what your brain's going to be able to come up with. But we just are like, no. I went rock climbing the other day. We went on this family vacation and we're like, you know, rappelling down this wall. And the guy's like, I'm not going to belay you. You're going to do it yourself and let go. And I'm like, no. And like, he goes, the rope has you. And I'm like, oh my God, my body will not let me do this. And then I let go. And it's the best feeling. You're just like, yes, yes. And when people say, it's not realistic, it's not practical, here's the deal. If you want to be in control, you don't want the universe's help, you don't want God's help, you don't want some vibrational help, you want to do it, you're not going to figure out the how. The analytical mind's not going to get you there because the analytical mind is a record of the past. So you're only going to be able to come up with as much as you've already experienced in the past. So there's a limit on how much you can actually think your way to. You can't. You have to let go of that and go, I can't figure out the how, but I can feel my way into something more expansive. And once I'm up and out of this limiting place, it'll find me. Yes. That's, I think, one of the reasons why Made to Do This is successful for everyone who does it, because we put everyone in this vortex. I hold that resonance. My team holds that resonance so with such certainty. And then everyone in it does it. So then what happens is everyone collaborates with each other. These two start a podcast. These two are each other's first customers. This one gives this one a testimonial and then tells it to her friends. And so it like, there's enough good energy that it like, it's like, everyone kind of collaborates and holds each other's hand as we let go. It's scary to let go of the resistance. The resistance to letting our desires fully just like come and overwhelm us because they're so unbelievable. The resistance is just protection. Growing up, there were things that happened and you legitimately had your heart broken. That's a fact. That's already happened, right? So what we do is we think, I gotta be in control. Well, we're not so great at that, right? So it's much better if we like stop trying to control it and we kind of let go and let the universe do its thing, because it just wants to flow through us, right? You just need to be like a lightning rod that's like taking in the most amount of energy, most love, most compassion, most abundance, and just put it out in the world. You start calibrating to that. It's like, well, how high is the sky? How high is the sky? There's no shame there. There's no doubt there. Your soul's not ashamed of having. Your soul's not ashamed of loving other people. Your soul's not ashamed of having a resource like money or oxygen. Your soul's not ashamed of any of it. It just wants to give it right back away. It's the only thing that actually feels good. It's anything you have, you want to share it with someone, right? I got a coffee. I went to Häagen-Dazs today and had the most epic thing. I had espresso with coffee chip ice cream, almond milk. Don't you love that? I was like, well, I want to save the calories. So I got the almond milk, but actually tasted good. And she mixes it up and my daughter's ordering hers, which was like Oreo. I tasted it. You have to taste it, because the only thing better than having the shake was sharing it with her. And as soon as she appreciated it, I liked it more. As soon as we have something, we naturally want to share it and give it away. So the more love we have, you see that in movies, people fall in love, then they're skipping down the street, hugging everybody. But that's the way it goes. It's like the bouncing ball. It just keeps bouncing. So I posted earlier, how many of you want to do this program and what are the reasons? And so many people's reasons, you don't know about me. I can't afford it. I'm like, I know that story. I know the story. I know what it looks like. And I know what the 3D manifestation of it looks like. I get it. I lived in a single parent family where we sometimes didn't have electricity and I worked two jobs and, it was what it was until I started to be able to bring in, just like command it, just like bring in abundance. Like, and now I know how to do it. You feel into this expansive place and then you take that inspired action and then it just is. So in this program, people are like, but I want personal transformation. I don't know if I need to start a business. It's both, right? True spiritual enlightenment is the balance between the physical and the spiritual, right? Heaven and earth. So I'm saying do both. I'm saying you got to do both. I think that the best personal development work is starting this business, because it'll give you something concrete in which to move through your resistance. And I think the greatest fulfillment for any human person is contribution. And so it allows you to take your gifts and give them away. And by the end of the second week, we're going to be like, let's go. What's your offer? Let's go. And then we will work with you on let's expand that. And so we'll kind of, I've reverse engineered, like, what is it that I do? And I'm like, do this. And it just is. It just is. So like, feel it, feel the shift. And then think to yourself, okay, so if I spend my time with X group of people and I become the sum total of the people I spend, so where's that going to let me off at? And I just think that we come to a place where we are so obsessed with the breakthrough that we just cannot continue to buy into what feels bad anymore. That the vision of the future becomes so much more captivating than the thick resistance of what's trying to convince us that life is just what it is. You just break at some point. You just do. And people say, like, well, why, you know, if Kathy's swimming in abundance and it's clear that she is, I can see that. I look around, I kind of got that. Why does she need to charge me? Well, if I don't charge you, you're not going to have a breakthrough. And it's in the science. Because we have to have sunk costs or there's no impetus. A human being doesn't change unless they have to. So we've looked at this, and it's not done. My friends don't do that. My friends don't spend hours of their week live. I love it. But I know that the market value for this is probably closer to $20,000. But that feels like I know I can get you that breakthrough if I just get you a little bit uncomfortable. But you got to be uncomfortable. Because if you're in your comfort zone, like, oh, I'll miss it. Whatever. I'm not going to show up for it. And whatever. It was $95. It was hard. I thought $95, but whatever. I don't really have to show up. When you pay to go on a trip, you're not going to go, I don't want to go on the trip. You're going to go. We have to be willing to do something, take some action that is beyond what feels comfortable, but it's a way for us to tell our body and to go into something that's like, I'm really out. Like, and it's amazing. Money is value. It's energy. We exchange value for value. So we are only energy. We are life force, right? So we can exchange that constantly. There's opportunities to exchange that constantly. We have to get that. We have to get that. So I am just looking here at my notes. The last thing, I mean, I'm looking through this. We talked about a lot of this. The most valuable thing that creates abundance is truly an open heart. When people show up, they're like, this is me. I am brave. I am bruised. I am who I'm meant to be. When people show up, look out, because here I come. It's amazing, right? It's like, this is me. It's like open heart, being present, loving people. That's kind of this whole story, right? It's just people want to feel good. There's so much momentum that's created. I sit here and I think to myself, gosh, if I wanted abundance, I would be reaching out, sending ideas, giving ideas away to any influencer I love. And I'd say, God, you know, you'd be so great with this person, or you should write a book about this, or I loved your website and I just added this whole thing. You should use it. There are opportunities everywhere. We can do so much. And you'll just be amazed at the opportunities, the synchronicities, the way ideas come to you. But you're not going to find that evidence in those ideas when you keep telling your brain, I'm going to lull you to sleep because I'm just going to keep telling you it's not possible. It doesn't exist. I don't have it. Da, 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 da. For every thought you think like that, 17,000 thoughts get fired and wired. But if you think there's clues everywhere, there's abundance here, I can do this, I can feel it. And when you feel it, the feeling is more powerful than the thought. The heart is like many, many, many more times more powerful than the brain. You know, the heart's created first before the brain. So you feel it, you start setting off rockets of desire, and it's amazing. It's amazing what happens. So in any case, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to get off now. I love this conversation. Let me tell you some more fun goodies. So I'm going to come back tomorrow with Melissa, my awesome partner in crime, and we're going to do a little taste for you, just a little taste of one of the aspects of the program, which is a little bit of an implementation session. So tomorrow we'll come back at noon. She and I will go over sort of like what we do in an implementation call. We'll give you time to process your homework and all of that stuff. And I believe that we're going to offer you two ways to get into that. I think we're going to do it on Zoom, but we're going to stream it in here. So you can either be on Zoom with us or you can watch from Facebook. So you can either show up here or get on the Zoom. But the Zoom is nice because you'll feel what the program feels like. It's intimate. I can see you. I can say, hi, Stephanie, what's up? I can like unmute people. It's really, really intimate and awesome. So we'll do that tomorrow. And then Tuesday, Angela and I are going to come back and do something with you guys at noon. And then Wednesday night, there's going to be an opportunity for those of you who like the evening time better. We're going to do a little gathering in the evening. And then Thursday will sort of be like my, like, you know, sort of goodbye. And then we will close this group on Friday. And so if you haven't caught up on the replays, you have until Tuesday night to watch all of that. You can watch it in the group. You can watch it at kathyheller.com/replay. If you guys have questions, our mentor team is so amazing. So you should be utilizing it. Like, I didn't just pull together, like I said, like a group of people who I don't know, who have no training. Like, all of the mentors are such solid humans who live in abundance. Trisha is one of those people, and they're literally available to you right now. So how could you not take advantage of that and reach out and say, hey, here's what's coming up for me. I want you to get so obsessed with the vision of your future that this reliving the past just stops being interesting. And that's what Made to Do This is about. Made to Do This is a decision to do it. And I said, it's not for everyone, because we don't want you to sit back and watch videos. There's none of that. It's live, and it's every week you'll be with me at noon on Mondays. And some people are like, but I can't, I work. Okay, A, what if you said to your boss, that's the hour that if I do that hour, I will be better. I will be better at everything else if I can figure out how to be there. And let's say you can't. We got you. All your mentor sessions, when you enroll, you get to choose your mentor time. That session, each one of our mentors has a session with a small group. You get spotlight, question, answer, feedback, one-on-one, all that happens in that group. You get to choose your time zone. There's one for everybody. So there's really no good excuse. Plus, I do about 10 expert calls where I'm with Shalene Johnson or Laura Belgray, and it's good, and it's training, and it's all the feels. So I'm basically there not once a week, but many weeks I'm there twice a week, and those calls will be at different times so that people can be there. This is a program about doing it. Actually doing it. And then 12 weeks from now, you go, I can't believe I thought I could afford to not do that, because I just want to live in the quantum. I want to be in the shift. I want to play full out. I want to experience things that are miraculous, things that feel amazing, and I want abundance. So I'm going to reach for it. And that's it. That's what it's about. And we can't take everyone. And we do that on purpose too. People are like, well, why don't you take everyone? That's not the name of the game. That's just not. We make all these choices. So that's my choice. I hope that you guys are enjoying this. We'll be back at noon tomorrow. The group will close on Friday. Enrollment closes Friday. But tonight, if you're going to enroll anyway, enroll tonight. And there is a 2-week refund period. So if you get in the program and you go, enough, it's not different than the challenge. It's different. It's like specifics, weekly things to do and steps and so much that it's so beyond this. This is like a taste of what that is. But if for 2 weeks you're like, I can't, you're out. It's fine. We don't say no. It's like, fine, you can leave. So you have that. Feel it, process it, know what's good for your gut. It's all good with me either way. And I hope that you got something, a big something out of this. It's a coming home. It's coming home. I hope you guys have an amazing night. I love you. And I'm coming back tomorrow because it's just too fun. So I'm going to go watch In the Heights with my daughter. Have you seen it yet? I saw the Broadway show. Guys, have a good evening. Thanks for being here. Bye.
All right. Well, I hope that that helped. And I hope that you're now really seeing that abundance is right here in this present moment. It is absolutely what is possible. Here are the takeaways. Number one, your most creative tool is your energy, which is connected to your source. That source is always within reach. Number two, the frequency that we send out is our experiment with destiny. Number three, when you surrender, let go of the 3D reality and go all in. You open the door to the mystical. You're going to be led to opportunities and experiences like no other. That's just how it is. Number four, successful people see opportunity everywhere. Every moment is fertile with possibility. Number five, the most important habit is who you spend your time with. It's about whose energy you calibrate with. Number six, abundance is not something outside of you that you desire. It is you. Number seven, be obsessed with the vision of your future instead of being glued to a memory of the past. Number eight, the most valuable thing that creates abundance is an open heart. All right, well, now let's celebrate our giveaway winner. So I've been giving away some fun swag every Monday and Thursday. If you want to be entered into the giveaway to win a cute hoodie or a mug, just leave a review for the podcast or talk about the podcast in your Instagram story and tag me at Kathy.Heller, and I'll be able to enter you. So today's winner is Clarice Gomez, and she said, awesome podcast, 5 stars. Kathy, host of the Don't Keep Your Day Job podcast, highlights all aspects of business and more in this can't miss podcast. The host and expert guests offer insightful advice and information that is helpful to anyone who listens. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for listening. I know that you guys are busy. I know that you have a lot on your plate, and it means so much that you're here. Don't forget that doors to Made to Do This are going to close on Friday, and the spots are filling up. We have a limited amount of space because we do this live. It's interactive, and it's on Zoom every single week so that I can get to know everyone and coach you and answer questions and all of that. It's an intimate coaching experience. If you want to be a part of it, go to madetodothis.com. You can also reach out if you have any questions. You can DM me at Kathy.Heller or email hello@don'tkeepyourdayjob.com. We have so many good episodes and awesome guests coming on soon, so definitely subscribe. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify, wherever you listen, and leave a review if you want a chance to win some fun swag. It doesn't cost a thing to leave a review, and it really helps us out a lot. Finally, I'm curious if this episode moved you, if it inspired you. Can you think of someone who would benefit from this? Can you think of 2 people who would benefit? If the answer is yes, I want you, especially this time when we're talking about something that's so important, I want you to send the link to a friend. I want you to send the link to 2 friends. I want you to post about it in your Instagram stories, because this is so big. Like, this could help people on such a major level. Help me, right? I can only do so much, and together we can do so much more. So if this moved you, take a second and DM the link to someone, or text it, or post about it, or email someone, because you might not realize just how much these kinds of words and these kinds of conversations can really help people chart a whole new course for their life. I love you guys, and I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new episode.
The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.